Okay, today we're going to learn Brachas Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We left off and Daf Chav Vavam Beis, three lines before the end of the page, four lines before the end of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shalos. So Rabbi Yehuda had said that the latest time to daven Shachris is 4 hours into the day. So Ba'ilhu Ad V'Ad Bechal, Odilma Ad V'Lo Ad Bechal. Whenever we use the term Ad, we always have to ask the question, does Ad mean up until and including, or does Ad mean up until and not including? Which would mean that if you say it's including the fourth hour, it would be until after 4 hours of the day are over. But if it's not including, then you really only have until the beginning of the fourth hour. So the Gemara says, well, let's bring a raya. Toshima, we have in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plagamincha. Siam Bishlama Ad Velo Ad Bechlal, Hainu Dika Ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. If you say Ad means Velo Ad Bechlal, so I understand that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold you have up until Shkia, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have Ad Plagamincha, which means till the beginning of the Plagamincha, which is that last hour and a quarter of the day, but not till the end of the Plagamincha. So, but Eliyamit Ad V'Ad Bichlal, but if the old Ad means up until and including, Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Rabbanan, then Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are actually saying the exact same thing. They're both saying you have all the way until sunset. Elamai Ad V'Lo Ad Bichlal. So what? You want to say rather that Ad means up until and not including? Well, then how do you explain the end? Ema Seifa, the end of the Mishnah says, V'Shal Musafin Kalayom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shaos. That Rabbi Yehuda says you have up until 7 hours. V'Tanya, we learned, so if you're going to say Ad V'Lo Ad Bichlal, that's going to mean up until 7 hours, but not including the seventh hour. V'Tanya, we have a Brai, so Hilvan Shtei Tfilos. If you have two Tfilos, to daven, achas shel musaf, achas shel mincha. You have musaf and you have mincha to daven. Mispal shel mincha, you should daven mincha. Va'achar kach shel musaf, and then after that, you should daven musaf. Shezu tadira, vizu eina tadira, because mincha is more tadir than musaf is. That's an important concept. That tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. That which comes more commonly, you do first. So mincha comes every single day. Musaf is only on special days. Therefore, you daven mincha before musaf. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mispal shel musaf v'achar kach shel mincha, that you should daven musaf first and then mincha. Why? Shezu overes v'zu eino overes, because the zman musaf is going to be over before the zman mincha will be over. Well, iamr bishlama ad v'yad b'chal, if you say that ad v'yad b'chal, that up until 7 hours means up until and including the seventh hour, haynu de mishkachsu shtei tefilos b'adei adadi, that's how it could make sense that you have mincha and musaf at the same time, that they could both be davened at the same time, because in that seventh hour, at least the second half of that seventh hour, you can already daven mincha, and you can still daven musaf. Eli iamrit ad v'lo ad b'chal. But if you hold ad v'lo ad b'chal, then Rabbi Yehuda would be saying that you can only daven mincha, you can only daven musaf rather until after 6 hours of the day are over, only till the beginning of the seventh hour, and that's not yet mincha time. Say echi mishkachsu shtei tefilos b'adei adadi. When would you ever have a case where you have musaf and mincha at the same time? So the Gemara explains, kiven da asya lashal mincha, az lashal musafin. Once mincha time arrives, musaf time is already over. Elamai. So what do you want to say? Ad v'ad b'chal. What, would you rather say that ad means up until and including? But then kasharesha. Then we had the problem that we raised before. What was the problem that we raised before? That how can you say ad plaga mincha means up until and including plaga mincha? Because that would mean that Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama, that you have all the way up until shkia. Ma'ika bin Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan. There would be no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So Gemara says mi savrit the high plag mincha plaga chronika amar. Plag mincha doesn't mean the last half of the time period between the early mincha and the late mincha. Plag mincha means the halfway point, or the first half of that time period. Who told you that plag mincha means the second half of that time period, meaning from 10 and 3 quarter hours of the day until 12 hours of the day? Plag rishona ka'amar. Maybe it means from 9.5 hours into the day until 10 3/4 hours into the day. And that entire time period is actually included in the Zman of Mincha. V'achi ka'amar. And this is what we're saying. Emas nafik plag rishona va'il plag achrona. When does the first half of that plag end and the second half begin? M'chi nafki yura l'fshos chasur revia. When you have 10 3/4 hours into the day have already passed you by. Now, main point number one, we have a discussion whether ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'lo ad b'chlal. And we passing like Rabbi Yehuda assuming ad v'ad b'chlal. We passing like Rabbi Yehuda assuming that ad v'ad b'chlal, that it includes up until and including. Says the Gemara further. Amar Rav Nachman, afana nami tanina. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava heid chamisha dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said five things. He taught us through Eidos of, there's a Mishnah Maseches Edios, that's when they use the Lashon of heid in the Mishnayos and Edios, because each one was testifying about what he knew as a tradition that other people may have forgotten. So he taught us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava taught us five things. Shemima'an in esa ketana, that you teach a ketana to do mi'un, meaning in a case where a girl was a ketana and her father had died, so she couldn't be given over for kiddushin on a d'oraisa level. So her mother and her brother gave her over for kiddushin on a d'rabbanan level. So that's called ma'amer, that kiddushin mid'rabbanan. So Rabbi Ben Bava said, a girl who has that, who has the halacha, is a girl who has ma'amer, is able to be mema'in. She's able to refuse the marriage when she's old enough. So Rabbi Ben Bava taught us that sometimes Beis Din has to encourage her to be mema'in, to refuse the marriage. For example, if you have two brothers that are married to two sisters, and one of the sisters is a gedola, and her kiddushin was actually valid min haTorah, and the other one is a ketana, where the kiddushin is only midrabanan, and the husband of the gedola dies without any children, so now the gedola really faces a yibum situation with that guy's brother. But the problem is, she can't do yibum because her sister, her ketana sister, is married to the guy that she should be doing yibum with. But that doesn't exempt her from yibum because she's only married midrabanan. So we want to sort of get the young sister out of the way. How do we get her out of the way? We teach her to do miyun. That's number one. Number two, what he taught us, that if even a single aid tells us that a woman's husband has died, we let her get remarried based on that aidus. Number three, that once there was a tarnagel, there was a chicken that or a rooster that had killed somebody and they had to give it skila. Number four, that 40-day-old wine is considered real wine, it's not considered grape juice, it's aged enough, and you can use it on the Mizbeach. And number five, Val Talmud Shel Shachar Shekar Barba Shaos, that you can bring the Korban Talmud Shel Shachar for 4 hours of the day, but not beyond that. So apparently we hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Shema Mina Ad V'Yad B'Chal, that through 4 hours of the day, that includes the fourth hour. So Shema Mina, so we see that we talk a do hold that way. Amar Av Kahana, so Av Kahana says, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, since in the Masechta that is the choicest of all the Masechtos, we have a Mishnah that supports him. What's the choicest of all the Masechtos? Maseches Edios. So since there's a Mishnah in Edios that supports Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. The Mishnah then went on to say, Al Tomin Shal Shachar Shekarv Barba Shos, that you bring the Korban Tomin Shal, the Brisa actually said that you bring the Korban Tomin Shal Shachar 4 hours into the days, or there's the Mishnah in Adios. So, Man Tana Lahaditnan V'chama Shemesh V'nimas Barba Shos. Who's the one that says that the sun would shine and the man would melt away, that was when the sun was very hot, that was in the fourth hour of that was 4 hours into the day, that before that the sun is not really so hot? So Atomer ba'arba shos, enoela oenoela b'sheshos. Is this referring to 4 hours or 6 hours into the day? Kishuomer kichom hayom, hare sheshos amur. When it says kichom hayom, that's a reference to 6 hours into the day. So hamani mekayim v'cham Hashem shenimas. So what do I do with the phrase v'cham Hashem shenimas? Can't be talking about 6 hours into the day. It must be ba'arba shos. So money. who could be the one that holds this way? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. It fits neither Rabbi Yehuda nor the Rabbanan. Kizi I Rabbi Yehuda ad arba shalos nami tzafrahu. Because if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda, up until 4 hours is morning. I Rabbanan ad chatzos nami tzafrahu. And if you hold like the Rabbanan, up until chatzos is morning. So says the Gemara, Ibai Seimer Rabbi Yehuda, Ibai Seimer Rabbanan. It could go either way. We might say that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, or we might say that it's going like the Rabbanan. Why? Ibai Seimer Rabbanan, Amakra Baboker, Chalkei Lishnei Bekarim. That you divide up the morning into two different mornings. That they would not, they would only pick the man, they would only gather the man in the first 3 hours of the day. That's the Boker Rishon. Ibai Seimer Rabbi Yehuda, Hi Boker Yaseira Lahakdim Lo Shah Achas. That you have an extra word Baboker to tell us that they picked the man 1 hour before the end of the morning. So even though you're right, Rabbi Yehuda holds the morning goes 4 hours into the day, and the Rabbanan hold it goes 6 hours into the day, and we said that they picked the man within the first 3 hours of the day because they picked it in the morning. Wait, if they're allowed to pick it in the morning, they could have picked it until 4 or 6 hours into the day. So that's why we have these explanations that there's a separate morning time period. That is the early morning period, according to the Rabbanan, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's the 1 hour before the end of morning period. But everyone seems to agree that by the fourth hour of the day they weren't picking the mud anymore, that it was already spoiling. My mashma, how do they know that? So when is the time of day that the sun is hot but the shady area is cooler? So Amra that's Dafka at 4 hours into the day. So main point number two, the Mishnah says that the man melted 4 hours into the day, but that Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. It melted 4 hours into the day, but that could be going like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. Tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev. Mincha could be done until evening. So amalei Rav Chisda Rabbi Yitzchak. Hasam amav kana alach Rabbi Yehuda all the time v'b'chirasa kavasei. Previously we said that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda because about the Zman of Shachris, because there's a mission in Edios like him. Hachamai, what about the latest time for mincha? Do we pass on like him on that as well? Ishtik v'amalei v'lamidi. So he didn't respond. Amar Rav Chisda nechzi anan. Midarav matzli shal Shabbos, berav Shabbos, mimbod yom, shema mina alach Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that Rav makes early Shabbos, and he davens Mariv, Friday night Mariv, when it's still light outside, it must be, he'll say, Rabbi Yehuda, that you can already daven Mariv after Plaga Mincha. Says Gemara, Adrabba, Midravhunav Rabbanu Lavu Matsiad Urta, Shemamina Einalach Rabbi Yehuda. No, because other people were makbid not to daven until nighttime. So maybe from the fact that Ravhuna and the Rabbanu wouldn't daven until nighttime, that's a raya, that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Hasha de lo itmar hilchas a lo kemar v'lo kemar, da avid kemar avid u da avid kemar avid. Since we don't have a clear cut psak in either direction, not like Rabbi Yehuda nor like the Rabbanan, one gets to choose whichever opinion he wants to follow. Rav ikla lebe Geneva, v'tzali shal Shabbos be'er of Shabbos. Rav went to the house of Geneva and he davened the Shabbos Mariv davening when it was still Erev Shabbos, when it was still light outside on Friday. And Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening behind Rav. Rav finished his tefillah and he didn't interrupt Rabbi Yirmiyah's tefillah. Shema mina tlas. So we actually learned three things from this episode. Shema mina mispal ladam shal Shabbos be'er of Shabbos. We learned that you're allowed to daven Mariv on Friday night early. Shema mina mispal tamal rachori. But we learn that a Talmud is allowed to daven behind his Rebbe. We see that you're not allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening. That's why Rav wouldn't take his 3 steps back while Rabbi Yirmiyah was still davening behind him. There's a right, Rabbi Shimon Levi, that you're not allowed to walk in front of people who are davening. I ain't, is that really so? Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi Chalfi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, we used to walk by when people are davening. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi Chutzla Arba Amos Chutzla Chalfi. No, they only did it if they were more than 4 Amos away. But if they were within 4 Amos, they too would not walk by. Rabbi Yirmiya hechi avir hachi. But wait, how is Rabbi Yirmiya allowed to do this? Vam Rav Yudam Rav, yolam al yisfal adam, lo keneged rabo, v'lohu achorei rabo. Didn't we learn that a person is not supposed to daven across from his Rebbe, nor behind his Rebbe? So how is Rabbi Yirmiya allowed to daven behind Rav? So the Gemara says, "V'tanya Rabbi Lazar, Amar Mispalo Chori Rabbo, V'Nosin Shal Rabbo, V'Machz Shal Rabbo, V'Acholik Al Yishuvas Shal Rabbo, V'Amar Davar Shal Shomim Pi Rabbo, Gorim L'Shchina Shat Stalik Mi'Israel." There are a number of activities that are considered disrespectful to your Rebbe that causes the Shchina to leave Klal Yisrael, and amongst them is davening behind your Rebbe. So how is Rabbi Yirmiya allowed to do this? The other ones are being Nosin Shalom L'Rabbo, giving Shalom to your Rebbe, meaning it's just saying Shalom Aleichem the same way you would say to anybody else, instead of saying Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, or responding Shalom to your Rebbe in the same way that you would to anybody else, or someone who disagrees, who sets up a yeshiva to disagree with his Rebbe's psakim, or someone who says something that he never heard from his Rebbe, that causes the Shechina to leave. So the Gemara answers, Shaini Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, the Talmud Chavar Hava. Now Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba maybe is different, because he is not just a Talmud, he is a Talmud Chaver. V'hainu d'kamer le Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba l'Rav, mi bedalt, and that's where Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba said to Rav, did you say Havdalah? Meaning speaking to him a second person, like one would talk to a friend. Amar le in bedilna. And Rav responded, yeah, I did. V'lo amar mi badilmar. And he didn't say mi badilmar. He just said, badalt in the second person, which is not respectful if talking to a Rebbe, but it wasn't really a Rebbe. It was a Talmud Chaver. So third main point on Amud Aleph was that the time for Mincha, when it comes to the time for Mincha, we say Da'avid Kamara, Avidu Da'avid Kamara. But you get to choose whether to follow Rabbi Yehuda, that the time for Mincha ends at Plag, and the time for Marav begins at Plag, or to follow the Rabbanan, that it ends at Shkia. And number four, you can only pass in front of somebody davening if you stay four amos away from them. If you stay four amos away from them. Let's just get to the two dots over here. So, Frekli Gemar, Umi Badil, did Rav really say Havdalah so early? Vam Rabbi Yavin Pamachas Spal Rebbe Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos V'nichnas L'merchatz V'yatzo V'shanalim Pirkin V'adayin L'chashcha. One time Rebbe davened the Shabbos Mariv on Friday, and he went into the bathhouse and he came out and he taught a shir, and it still wasn't dark outside. So you see that this was way early in the day and he was still doing Malacha. So Amarava Hahud Nichnas L'Hazia V'kodim Gzeira Hava. No, he was allowed to go into the bathhouse at that time, and it was not a violation of Malacha, because he was only going for a Shvitz, and this was before they made a Gezerah against going for a Shvitz on Shabbos. Ay, Eini, is that really so? V'Abayi Sharele Rav Dimi Bar Livai L'Chavruye Sali? Didn't Abaye allow Rav Dimi Bar Chavruye to smoke baskets with tar in order to be malabin them? So after he davened Mariv, Friday night Mariv on Erev Shabbos, he was allowing him to do malacha. So the Gemara explains, Hu Ta'usa Havai. Now that was a mistake. V'Ta'usa Mihadra, does Kabbalah Shabbos, meaning he was Mekabel Shabbos by mistake. That was a mistake to be Mekabel Shabbos. He didn't really intend to be Mekabel Shabbos then. He didn't really want to be Mekabel Shabbos that early. So Gemara says, yeah, but can you undo it? V'tu'usa mihadra, can you just undo an early Kabbalah Shabbos? V'amar avidan, pa'machas niskashu shemayim bavim. One time it got very cloudy, kesfurim ma'am lomar chashechahu. Everyone thought it was already nighttime. V'nichnas l'beis ha'knes v'espalo shal motzoy Shabbos b'Shabbos. And they davened the motzoy Shabbos mariv. And it was still really daytime. Nispaz ravim v'zor the clouds dispersed and the sun shone. Uba'u v'shalu es Rebbe, and they asked Rebbe what to do. Va'amar hol v'spalu v'spalu, and he said, you don't have to daven again, you're already davened. So there's no taking it back. So says Gemara, no, that's just for a tzibur. Shiny tzibur d'lo metruchin elohu. That's different for a tzibur. We're not going to bother them to go daven again. But a yachid in a chinami who davened by mistake would have to go and daven again. And can undo his Kabbalah Shabbos and go and daven Mariv again later on. So main point number one on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, only a Talmud Chaver can daven behind his Rebbe. Only a Talmud Chaver can daven behind his Rebbe. And I guess we should also make a main point that someone who is mekabel Shabbos early has to be badil, has to refrain from melacha. That's what umi badil meant. It didn't mean say abdal. It meant once you're mekabel Shabbos, you have to refrain from melacha. So we seem to say in our Gemara that yes, that someone who's mekabel Shabbos early must refrain from melacha when he's mekabel Shabbos early. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up at the two dots next time.